This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, there's so much to talk about, but I got a clip a while back. It was a thing on 10 lies told about slavery. And I want to play this clip for you because I want to dissect one of the things that the guy is talking about. Because and I also want you to, as you listen to it, try to figure out what perspective it's being written from. It's really intriguing, and I'd be curious to know. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255.
Hello, I'm Simon Whistler. You're watching Top 10's Net, and in the video today, we're looking at the top 10 lies you're told about American slavery. There are large groups of historical revisionists that have a vested interest in trying to downplay it or reshape it in a way that's more comfortable for their agendas. There are also some people that have grown up with an overly simplistic version of slavery and its current state. We here at Top 10s, we strive to do our small part to push back against both of these. Number 10. Abolitionism was a popular northern movement. The idea that Union armies marched with the intention of freeing slaves is integral to the romanticization of the American Civil War and the idolizing of Abraham Lincoln. It gave a long, grueling war a sense of purpose that was meant to help everyone feel better about the end result. It's also not really what the situation actually was like in the North. The New York Times reports that as recently as 1860, an abolitionist movement called the Liberty Party ran a candidate that didn't win a majority in a single county. The largest abolition newspaper in the country only had a circulation of around 3,000 at a time when the combined population of the northern states was more than 20 million. Even among the black population that joined the Union Army, the vast majority were former slaves recently freed by the army they joined. When the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1862, it led to a spike in desertions among Union troops, some of whom were explicit about how emancipation was the motivating factor. In brief, it could hardly have been said that the average soldier would have been moved by a speech about freeing slaves.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I'm curious as to what your take would be on this. See, he says the idea was that abolitionism was a popular northern movement. And it's been romanticized. And I would agree with that. I don't think that the abolitionist movement was something that was like, hey, let's go, you know, let's all get together. We're so dogmatic against slavery. Let's go free some slaves. He then says part of it was the idolizing of Lincoln. Now, if you've seen the movie Lincoln, what an amazing guy to get people to agree to fight on behalf of the United States, understanding the free market issues or the issues driving the economy and how slavery was impacting that, but also looking at the inhumanity of it and bridging the gap between those who saw blacks as humans, those who saw blacks as chattel, and those who understood that the nation couldn't survive long term with that. And then getting over 300,000 troops to go fight their brothers and, you know, I mean, essentially brother against brother. So it was roughly 384,000 Union troops died and 200 and something thousand Southern troops, Confederates, died for the sake of the Civil War. I mean, that's a pretty amazing number when you think about it. An internal Civil War fought over the survival of a nation. Can you imagine if some other nation had come over at the time and joined, you know, one side or the other and then worked out an agreement to split up the country? There's a lot of things that could have happened. But here's my point. This guy's describing this, and he describes it as, you know, okay, former slaves. I look at all the things he said, like, okay, it wasn't that blacks, and I don't know exactly how he put it, but he says the blacks who joined the army were former slaves who were released, and then they went and fought against the people that were their captors. And then he says, oh, there were lots of desertions because people did not want to fight over emancipation. hey, here's a memo for you. There are lots of desertions because people don't want to fight. You think the military doesn't have desertions in every war? They do. Oh, I disagree with the emancipation, so I'm going to desert. I disagree with fighting. You know, I mean, there are people that go, I just disagree with this war. And they deserted the Vietnam War, the Korean conflict, and others. But the way he sells this is, this wasn't a bunch of great people who decided to protect blacks. No, they were just ordinary people looking out for their own self-interest. And that's why 380-something thousand of those people, young men mostly, died, is because they didn't care about it ideologically. It's the very same rationale that people come to me and say, Kevin, you know, the Republicans didn't really care if they freed the slaves. And I go, really? Ask me if I care. I'm in a fight on the street and I'm getting my butt kicked, okay? And somebody comes along and says, I'm going to step in because, you know, and I'll put it this way. It's happened to me before where somebody's picking on somebody for the wrong reasons. I come over and I say, I tell you what, pick on me. And then I slap that person around a little bit. I promise you, the person I protected isn't going, look, I don't know why you came over here, but it wasn't for the right reason. They're happy somebody stepped in. You know, you ever been, you see two people going at it and you're like, hey, I'm going to pull the other guy off this guy. He may be beating him up. I'm going to pull him off. And the guy goes, man, don't be pulling him off unless you pull him off of me for the right reason. Said nobody losing a fight ever. They're happy that somebody stepped in and did something. And as a black person, I can tell you point blank, I'm so happy that for whatever reason, whether it was an agricultural thing, whether it was a commerce thing, a free market thing, whatever you want to call it, I'm so happy that some people got their sanity and understood that if they continued along the path that we were going to go, we couldn't save the nation. Ergo, blacks had to be freed. As painful as that was to a lot of people, including some Northerners who didn't have a care in the world about slavery and didn't think of it in any way, shape, or form. Because let me tell you this. In the majority of instances involving war, it isn't an overwhelming number of people who want to fight. It's a small group of people who understand the ramifications of it. And it's the same way in the street. There are very few people who are willing to fight, who are willing to step in and do something. The majority of people are onlookers. And you know what we try to do every day on this show is we try to get people to join the fight. 10 lies told about slavery. Do you really need to hear the rest of that guy's lies? It's 10 lies told about America. 10 lies told about conservatism. It's 10 lies, because there's always 10 lies involving the back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for a man wanted in a hate crime attack on the subway. Police say the suspect, wearing a Make America Great Again hat and shirt, started harassing a 24-year-old Hispanic man about his ethnicity. It happened Friday night on the 4 train. Police say the suspect then followed the victim onto the platform at the Union Square station, punched him multiple times, and pushed him onto the tracks. A friend helped the man back onto the platform. He was treated for a minor head wound.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ooh, mean-spirited Trump supporter in a MAGA hat. Hate crime. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. This show is a hate crime to the left. That's what they tell you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I saw this story, and it intrigued me. I was like, wow, a hate crime in New York. I got to see what's going on. And I'm looking at the story, and I see this big black dude standing by the pylon with a Make America Great hat on at the subway. I've been down there many times. I saw him. I was like, what? This is a brother. A black man accused of a hate crime. Now, let's step back for just a bit, okay? Let's play devil's advocate here. Black dude in New York. I don't know whether he's a visitor. I don't know whether he lives there. I don't know whether he's a transient that comes up there to stay, you know, when it gets in the spring. I don't know. But I do know this. He's a thrill seeker. A black dude wearing a MAGA hat. Make America great again. The slogan of Trump saying to the world, I support Donald Trump and I am black. I am powerful. Hear me roar. Hey, Kanye, maybe this is the guy you need to find, bro. Dude's got on a MAGA hat. He gets on the subway. And passengers say he got into a beef with this dude. I'm going to read the article. Here's what they say, because I don't want to misquote it. Police are searching for a man in connection with a possible hate crime. It happened around 8:15 p.m. Friday on the northbound 4 train approaching Union Square and 14th Street subway station. Police said suspect got into an argument with a 24-year-old Hispanic man and made derogatory comments about the victim's ethnicity. He followed him off the train, punched him in the head, pushed him on the tracks. According to police, and it took friends to get the Hispanic dude off the tracks, blah, blah, blah. Now, just out of curiosity, it was a Hispanic dude. I'm wondering, did the Hispanic guy say, yo, bro, what are you doing wearing a MAGA hat? How could you possibly be supporting Donald Trump? What's up with you? Are you stupid? Are you crazy? And he thought he had the backing of all his boys or whoever was with him. And this is one of these black dudes like Kevin Jackson who wears a MAGA hat in public and said, you know what? You can... And I'm going to have to use Charlie Brown teacher language to tell you what I would say to the young Hispanic man who probably then, again, thinking that he had the backing of all his homeboys, his essays, said something else smart alecky, like, man, he ain't nothing but a racist and you're just a wah, 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 wah. To which the black guy took umbrage and said, who are you to tell me? And I just saw a picture of the guy, but I'm going to guess this dude is in his late 40s, mid to late 40s. He looked to me like he was, and I don't mean this in a bad, I mean, he looked African. He didn't look black. He looked African. He looked like he was from, quite honestly, he looked like he was Ghanaian. And that's just a guess. But he's a big African dude wearing his MAGA hat and probably taking a lot of abuse, getting lots of looks as he went through New York City. And people wanting to try him. And you get on the subway and you get your little Tommy Tough butts that think that they know everything and that they can handle their scandals. And he says, I tell you what, you don't tell me what to do. I'm a grown butt man and nobody tells me how to think, how to vote, what I can wear, what I can't wear. Oh, yeah, you think you are that blah, 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 blah. Talking tough. So let's go back to what they say. The suspect gets into this argument with this 24-year-old Hispanic. They don't even tell you his age, what they suspect his age to be. I gave you more information than they gave you. And when you first heard this story, my suspicion is you thought I was talking about a white dude. A hate crime. Possible hate crime on the subway. Ooh, white guy wearing a MAGA hat. You know, getting mad at Mexicans or Puerto Ricans or whatever can that you want to bring up. So this is the thing. So then the guy pops off. Dude says, hey, no, we're not done. You talked plenty mess up there. And now it's time to back it up. Now his buddies are going, you know what? This ain't my fight. I didn't start this nonsense. I didn't pop off about that hat. I didn't tell him who he needed to be as a grown man. I got no involvement here. And here's the thing, folks. You have friends like this. I have friends that'll fight for me no matter what. And I have friends that say, Kevin, this is your fight. It's not my fight. I wouldn't call them close friends, but there are people that go, look, I didn't start this. I tried to talk you out of it. And by the way, I don't think those are bad friends necessarily, but they're the guys that go, you know, good friends fight no matter what. And just go, look, I didn't think you were right, but I fought with you. Some friends go, you may need a life lesson. So I'm not blaming his friends. I'm just telling you the state of being that he thought all these guys were going to be like, okay, I can, whatever. I tell you exactly what a similar situation with me. I was in a restaurant going with some friends. We're waiting to eat. and there's a white dude with three or four of his buddies, and he starts talking about they don't serve soul food and hog maw and all this other stuff. And I wasn't really paying attention to one of my friends said, did you hear what that guy said? And I was like, no, I thought I heard him say something about cornbread. So the guy looks at me. He's in a leather jacket, standing up against the fireplace, and he says, again, collard greens and chitlins. And now he's looking at me, and I'm over there like, what are you trying to say, dude? And then he kind of looks away, and then he says it again. And at that point, one of my buddies goes and gets the car, because I'm going to tell you guys, I was volatile. At this point, he'd already gone. If I'd heard him the first time, I would have heard him. But now I know what he said. My buddy didn't even think about it. He went and got the car. I saw the door open to where his car was parked at valet. I did a jump, turn, spin kick that planted this dude's head, and I mean, just popped his head into the concrete or to the brick behind him in the fireplace. He falls down. I look at his friends. They raise their hands up like, hey, we got no fight. And as I was leaving, one of them said, man, he's known to do, the waiter, who, because we were ready to sit down, the waiter goes, because you know, I was waiting to get out to my buddy in the car, and I told him, because everybody's coming around, like, what's going on? And I was like, I got to get out of here. He goes, oh, that dude? He's like, yeah, he always gives me grief. He's just a racist. Yeah. So trust me, there are people who are ready to get out and leave the subway train to go make you back up what you say. And that's what happened. And now the left want to call this a hate crime. The hate crime was the person who picked the fight with that dude based on the hat he was wearing. That's your hate crime.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They said when the pilot of Southwest landed the plane, the former Navy fighter jet pilot, she thanked God for putting that plane down on the ground. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I've said many times there is no separation between conservative and Christian. Conservative implies Christianity of some sort, certainly religion of some sort, Judeo-Christian values. And because there's obviously not as many Jews, I just tend to say it's probably Christian. But I do have lots of Jewish friends who listen to the program and who follow my work. And I respect their choice of religion, even though I'm certainly not Jewish and would not switch to that religion necessarily. But I respect them and their choices of it. They aren't going around stoning people and cutting off heads, that's for sure. But the reason why I bring up the subject is because of the Bible. The Bible itself is such an amazing book. And, you know, I've read the Bible. To read for understanding is a whole other thing. But to read it, you know, it was wild when I read the Bible. Because somebody said, I've read the Bible from cover to cover. And I was like, really? Wow, it's impressive. So I read the Bible from cover to cover. Didn't understand it. Because the Bible is a complicated book of history. You have to know the Corinthians was a church and, you know, who Ezekiel was and understanding what his role was in the Bible and the apostles and so on and so forth. You need to understand all that. It isn't just a book you read and ties it all neatly together at the end, like some Grisham novel. But long story short, here's what I can tell you. When I got to the books of Acts and Proverbs, I really became highly interested. I also liked Revelation. Because, you know, it's an apocryphal book that, you know, tells you of the end of the world and the signs to look for and all that. And I remember being like 15 years old after I'd read the Bible or whatever age I was and just being scared to death, you know, when the earth was going to end, when the world was going to end. When was God coming back? Jesus coming back to earth? And, of course, you don't know. That's the thing. So it's always the signs. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Well, okay. And on and on. But anyway, what I did like about the Bible was when I got to Acts and I got to Proverbs, because those are things you could apply. They didn't depend on, you know, knowing the history of who begat who and what have you. And Acts and Proverbs became so instrumental in my life because I remember, you know, thinking like there'd be some profound thought that would come to me, you know, through some reading, whether I was reading Nietzsche or, you know, or Dostoevsky or whomever. And I'd be like, well, geez, the Bible talks about this here in Proverbs 4:13, whatever. And it was just so mind-blowing that when I thought about it, there was nothing new. No matter what you tell me today, I can go to the Bible and find something that relates to that story. And that tells you the level of profundity, how profound, I don't know if I'm making up words now, but how profound the book is. And so, remember, I think we talked about this. I think it was Tennessee that said they're removing the Bible as their book, you know, the state book, and they selected 50 Shades of Grey as their book. Nothing could be more slap in the face than doing that. I mean, if you want to talk about going from a spiritual, God-driven society in the Bible Belt of Tennessee to a secular, you know, sexualization of America, that one move gives you so much. And so I'm looking at that, and then I get this story that talks about the Bible yet again, and GQ magazine essentially saying of the Bible that, you know, it's a book. They don't rate it one of the top 10 books of all time. And here's the actual clip.
All right. Well, it is among the most sacred of religious texts in existence, detailing the relationship and moral code between God and man. But according to GQ magazine, the Bible is among the most overrated books of all time.
The magazine's writers say this, quote, "The Holy Bible is rated very highly by all the people who supposedly live by it, but who actually have not read it. Those who have read it know there are some good parts, but overall, it is certainly not the finest thing that man has ever produced. It is repetitive, self-contradictory, sententious, foolish, and even at times ill-intentioned."
Well, right after that, he was hit with lightning. Here to react, Fox News religion contributor, Father Jonathan Morris. What say you?
Well, you know what's interesting is when I first saw this, I thought this might be just a columnist who was trying to do it, you know, make a sensationalist column in order to get attention. But this turns out, this is the editors of GQ magazine who wrote this. This is the editors, which means the magazine is going on record saying this is what we believe. And it's just, to use their language, foolish. And just, even if you don't believe that this is an inspired word of God, in the last 50 years, 3.9 billion people have read this book. 3.9 billion Bibles have been published. That dwarfs every other book that has been read in the last 50 years. Now, in this last 50 years, this Bible is almost 2,000 years old, or 1,700 years old. So it's just foolish, and it's a shame.
So where did that behavior come from? Where did it originate? Well, let's take a listen.
"And moreover, given the increasing diversity of America's populations, the dangers of sectarianism are greater than ever. Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation, at least not just. We are also a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation, and a Buddhist nation, and a Hindu nation, and a nation of non-believers. And even if we did have only Christians in our midst, if we expelled every non-Christian from the United States of America, whose Christianity would we teach in the schools? Would it be James Dobson's or Al Sharpton's? Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay, and that eating shellfish is an abomination? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount, a passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application? So before we get carried away, let's read our Bibles now. Folks haven't been reading their Bible."
An utter mocking of the Bible. Do you think Barack Obama would ever get up there and do that about the Quran? Who, by the way, says beating your wife, stoning your wife, lying, but for the sake of Islam is okay, all these other things. Do you think he would ever get up there and do something like that? But no, he mocked us. You want to know where you get it, where those people get this stuff? GQ, panning the Bible, calling it an overrated book, rated highly by people who live it but have never read it. What they leave out with that is maybe they've never read it, but perhaps they've sat in church and somebody has explained it. They call the book repetitive, self-contradictory. It is not contradictory. The Bible has the answers. It, even in its contradictions, it has the answers. That's just, that the dangers of liberalism is what we're talking about. Obama called it the danger of sectarianism. We're no longer a Christian nation. We've got Jews, we've got Muslims, we've got Buddhists and Hindu. We've even got non-believers. But what, let me ask Barack Obama this, or these people that say the Bible is not worth it. Go to the Middle East and tell me what they have. What are they? Are there dangers of sectarianism there? Are they no longer a Muslim nation? Do they have Jews? Do they have Buddhists and Christians and Hindus and non-believers who express their beliefs openly? And, you know, I love it. If we had a Christian, he says, we were only Christians, what would we teach? Forget Judaism. If we were just Christians, would we use James Dobson or would we use Al Sharpton? Nice comparison. Yeah. James Dobson or Al Sharpton. One, a complete charlatan. And then he dissects it. Leviticus suggests slavery is okay. Barack Obama, in case you didn't know, Christians don't use the Old Testament. Slavery is no longer okay. It was Christians who ended slavery. Eating shellfish is an abomination. Really? Deuteronomy, stoning children. He could have easily picked the Quran out of that, but he didn't do it. Sermon on the Mount, he criticizes our Defense Department. Yeah, America, a war-hungry society. The guy who got the Nobel Peace Prize while he was fighting three wars. And by the way, that didn't include the internal war he was fighting against you and me. What a joke. And this is who people doted on. They thought he was God.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Remember when Hillary Clinton and de Blasio... Is it de Blasio got up there and they talked about CP time and it backfired big time. It was the most stilted little skit that they did in New York. I want to say it was at the opening of Hamilton or something. Anyway, de Blasio is back in the news. According to his tax returns, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio donated just $350 to charity last year, despite earning over $200,000 of income. New York One reporter Grace Raw tweeted about de Blasio's 2017 tax returns, noting that he earned $223,449 in adjusted income. At the same time, he and his wife donated just $350 to charitable causes, $150 less than they paid their tax preparer, and 0.16% of their adjusted income. Just goes to show you what we always know, folks. The people that talk the game about helping do nothing. De Blasio, he's a tax and spend leftist that gives away none of his money. And you want to know why? Because he knows it's being taxed like the dickens. He's like, why do I need to give away more money? De Blasio made even more money than Cuomo in 2017, but Cuomo gave more money to charity. Cuomo made $212,776 and donated $11,000 to help a charity he founded for the homeless. Now, he's donated to his own charity, so that's kind of tricky, but the Wall Street Journal says, the mayor is not a rich man, noting that he and his wife pay tuition for their son to attend Yale. So, what's that got to do with anything? You're giving that kid a break. How did he get into Yale? What kind of scholarship is he getting? I want to know more details. See, everything backfires on the Democrats eventually because they live duplicitous lives. They tell you what they want to do while not holding themselves to the same standard. DNC filed a lawsuit against the Trump campaign. They said for helping its candidate win an election, the party's water carriers in the media were full of intimidations that it was the end of the Trump presidency. They knew they'd beaten him. And they didn't win, so now the lawsuit. But as the story settles in that the DNC is accusing Trump's camp of being involved in the hacking of the DNC's computer systems, which they weren't, they say some possibilities raised by the suit make it look like the worst potential move by the Democrats since the party made Hillary its nominee in 2016. Now, I've talked to you guys about this. I've told you that what the Democrats always forget is to really see their strategy through. We're going to file a lawsuit against the Republicans. But now the DNC is going to likely get sued. And so will many of the people within the documents that come out are going to have to now testify because they can now be called out because of the lawsuit. Here's what they go on to write. Of course, the DNC lawsuit against Trump, Russia, and WikiLeaks was just a cheap Stormy Daniels PR stunt, but major Dems are furious at the DNC. The lawsuit would allow Trump to do discovery, to depose and put under oath Hillary, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Obama, and others. And this comes on the heels of even more bad news. Now, forget that the Republicans are now going after Comey and a host of other people. 11 Republicans have said, we want indictments, you know, against Comey and McCabe and others. But now we've learned that we're going to, even before I get to that, Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation, the RICO racketing organization run by her family of mafiosos, is being looked at by the IG, and the reports coming back so far say not only did the Clinton campaign launder money, the Clinton Foundation has done some shady stuff, and it goes up to Obama. Did I predict this stuff was going to come out this way? I'm just curious. Anybody? This is the Kevin Jackson Show, in case you want to remind me that I did say this was going to happen. And we're just at the forefront of it. So those of you who are out there going, Kevin, it still hasn't happened yet, I want you to contact me at kjradio.com. Call me at 844-551-8255. When the realization hits that you now go, Kevin, I think you're right. According to Fox News, Representative Gowdy and Representative Goodblatt both met with a U.S. attorney last month to negotiate the release of the highly anticipated material, meaning Hillary Clinton's emails. It took a year of legal battles in order to get them, with Hillary Clinton saying, I want to cooperate fully, and here's all my stuff, and she doesn't cooperate fully. And here's what Gowdy and Goldblatt said, we look forward to reviewing the information to better understand the decisions made by the Department of Justice in 2016 and 2017. Congress has a constitutional responsibility to preserve the integrity of our justice system by ensuring transparency and accountability of actions taken. Now, I want you to just understand what's going on in D.C. right now. You've got leftists like Hillary Clinton who are going, what in the world are we going to say now? These are smart people that know how to put together what's called a chain of evidence. They're going to be looking at the dates on these emails, putting those in conjunction with meetings that occurred and phone calls that were made and promises that were made and deals that were cut. And it's going to get ugly. And I don't know if you watch the show Billions. I do. I love this show. And I see the favors that get pulled in by politicians. I understand why people want to become politicians. Guy going, you remember that favor I did for your son, the attorney general saying, where your son got the DUI that was going to keep him out of West Point or out of some great college, or he was going to go to jail, or people were going to know he had a drinking problem, or that time I caught you with the prostitute and we swept it under the rug. It's now time to pay up, and they use a favor to go get dirt on somebody that doesn't even know it's coming, all because they got a vendetta against somebody. That's how it works. This is not, when you watch these shows in Hollywood, folks, trust me, trust and believe, as we say in the vernacular, that is the way the world works. You want to know how many favors, how many chits got cashed in by the Clintons and the Obamas and the FBI and all these people pulling levers. Normally, you pull a couple of levers so you can have, you know, plausible deniability. These people pulled. The entire lever system has to be reset. They've got favors on top of favors. And those favors depended upon a lot of things that didn't happen. Mostly Hillary Clinton getting elected. So the can of worms that's been opened can't be put back in the bottle. And now that we keep getting a little more evidence, I'm asking you out there, are you starting to believe me? When I tell you, the cake is about to hit the fan for these leftists in no uncertain terms. They are scrambling beyond belief. Look at Loretta Lynch is turning on Comey and vice versa. McCabe is turning on Comey and vice versa. You're going to start seeing this thing play out. It's going to notch up and notch up. And by the time August, September time frame rolls around, you're going to start seeing a lot of stuff. And by the way, when are they supposed to get some of these items from Hillary Clinton? Ironically, in October. When the so-called October surprise can come. Now they're asking questions about, did the Clintons tamper with evidence? That's the new question. But I want you to understand this. Things are shifting away from Donald Trump. Things are shifting away from Mike Flynn. The only thing Flynn is doing right now is planning his offensive. Call it the Tet Offensive, because it's going to be as big as what happened in Vietnam. He's about to go on stone cold offense, jihad, shock and awe, and he's already got the ability for discovery. Now Trump's team's got it. And that's why the Democrats are mad, man. They subpoenaed the DOJ weeks ago, slamming the department for stonewalling their investigation because it was political. You're going to find out that Comey played games. These guys slow walk stuff. They made phone calls, interdepartmental things that never have happened in years that occurred. In other words, one group never interferes with another group. But in 35 years of existence are doing good quality work, you know, to make sure these things stay, you know, fair. And suddenly phone calls are being made to get people off the trail of Hillary Clinton and so on. You're about to see some dirt. And the reason why the government and this is on both sides, Republicans and Democrats don't want you to know all the dirt is they know that you'll never trust any of them again. If you know all the details, because there are Republicans that are part of the dirt. I got to leave it there, folks. We'll be back again.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.